So we're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Gimel, on page 180, on Tzadi Yom Beis, the halachas of jewelry of women regarding the hamalacha of Haitzah. It says, B'chab Siv Gimel, they say it's a bekeeper shal tzemer, a woman should not go out with a cap of wool, the hainu chute d'amro, which is these woolen strings, threads, the gedilin, which are woven, v'avidi kihutz, appears. Kikil masui ma'ale l'love had the column. It's like the way these vessels that are made out of these palm fronds, trimbariga, which are woven, shaken itzdema, which has so you can in leather, which made like felt, because it's a gemara, something like it's burned over there in the gemara. Continues the mechaber, where chavim kishtei atzbois and their 2-finger breadth width, kishir tzitz, like the measurement of a tzitz. Beloy beitzdema, what's that? The hainu matlis, it's a cloth shetolim bechutin shal tzeboinin, which you hang threads that are colored. They hang it for a bride, to chase away the flies. Says Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yodav. They say it's a bechulu. She should not go out with this woolen cap. Look later on the beginning of Siv Yudches. Siv Katan Yod Beis. The width of 2-finger breadth kisir tzitz with takshet and it's an ornament. Like many of these other things, we're concerned that she might take it off and show it. Siv Katan Yud Gimel, and neither an itzma, which is a matlis, this cloth, which is not an ornament and not a garment. So v'hava kamasa, it's like a load. Because really you hang it just to chase away the flies. That if there's a fly on her face, she's embarrassed to chase it away as the bride, so she has this thing to use it for. But which that's the sharatino yud brings. They look at the bach that he writes that it's a masa, it's a load. However, it appears to me that it's not a masa gomer because it has the same halacha with the kippah shel tzemer, where it's permitted to go to the courtyard that's brought in the Gemara, Davnon Zayin, and later on Siv Yudches is brought, that permitted with kavel, which is a cap of wool, even in the courtyard that doesn't have an Erev. And the same thing is by the Itzdema, it's brought in Biyar Grover there. And therefore, it's not a totally full-fledged load. And the Rif also doesn't write explicitly that it's a masa, just that it's not a takshin. So therefore, we say that it's going to be forbidden to go out to the street with this thing, because it's not really a garment. Sif down, leitetsu b'irshal zav. She shouldn't go out with what's called the city of gold. Pirsh Rashi explains. Shehu takshut ogla, it's this round ornament. Umitzayrin b'kaminir, and they engrave in it like a city. V'yesh be'emtza loshen shemechabim noisil amalbish. And there's this, in the middle of it, that they attach it to the garment. And Rabbeinu Tam Perish, she explains, it's like a crown for the head. It doesn't much proof of cutting your doubt. So Rashi explains like a takshet ogel, a round ornament. Even though it's not normal for a woman to go with it, Elo Ish Chashuv, only a very dignified woman. However, Chashin Gamba, we're even concerned by her, Dilma Asilachwe, that she might come to show it off. So although a klila, we'll see that a very chashav woman could wear it, because you know dignified women don't usually take things off. This is very significant, and even she might come to take it off. Sivkan tezvav, and you have be'em t'loshin shemechabin loisei l'malbash in the chibur gomer. It's not a full-fledged attachment, and michal l'shalfan, she could take it off. Kimet retachshu, since the ornament chashin the b'shalfan mechaviya, we're concerned she might take it off and show it off. This is him for Rabbeinu Tam that says that it's a crown. That again, we're concerned you might take it off and show it off. Again, a lot of these things we don't have halacha l'maase in our days, but in those days, definitely, when there was Rosh Hashanah Gemura, and there was a concern you might show it off and walk the Alei Lamas. Siv Hey Kalila, what's that? That's an ornament. Shemanicha Badachta. She puts it on her forehead from one ear to another ear. The kasharta b'tzuis hatluyas, and it's tied in the straps that are hanging. Ruteres la'atzis by, she's permitted to go out with it. Bein she'asuyi mechaticha shel zav charus v'chut, whether it's made out of pieces of gold that are made into these threads. Bein she'asuyi mechatichas kibuyas b'matlas, whether they're attached in the cloth. Either way, you're allowed to go out with it. Says Mishbur Sib Khan Tazim bin Shesu Vahulu. Either way. Why? Because at time the reason is the man darkal may pick was that who usually goes out with such a thing? Isha Khashub, a significant woman. The Hilo Shofa Machavi says the Gemara, she's not gonna take it off and show it off. it's less than the Yerushal Zav. Because I'm placing the person right, the Beshartach Shittim by other jewelry, Shekala Nashim Regilzben, that all other women are normal with, have Cheshuv Asur Lotz Ben, and even a Cheshuv woman is forbidden to go out with him. The Lay Plugger Bonim, but they can't him, because the rabbis did not differentiate. So even a Cheshuv woman who won't normally take it off, but since it's a jewelry that a regular woman will wear, and a regular woman will take it off, then even a Cheshuv woman, it's only here that only Cheshuv women wear the Kalila, and it's not the type of thing that they would normally take off. Sivva, Risukya. What's that? The chatichas mil rochava. It's a piece of a very wide cloak. It has these narrow strips hanging on it. Lakashim behem to tie it with them. Lahatkan skirusera the mahadak to make it very tight around her. Sorry, that's permitted. The mailer says if it doesn't have the strips, then us it's forbidden. Says Mishmarusim Kanya saying us why is it forbidden? The chashin shem yipol vaslatuye. Very simple is that it might fall down this cloak. And she might come to carry it. So if only if it's strapped on, then it's going to be permitted. Siv Zayin. Let's say it's of a katla. A woman should not go out with a choker. The hainu, that's baggage shishlish notzim. It's a garment that has these straps, kemich nesayim, like pants. Machnis made it tzur rechava, and you put in a very wide strap. The kaysh yasav it tzavar, and she ties it around her neck. The baggage tola liba, and the garment is hanging on her chest. V'chashav, the matzur bizav, it's significant, and it's embroidered with gold. Says Mishbrus of Katan Yudches Bekatla. Why can't you go out with the choker? Mishum Dil Mishal from a Chavish might take it off and show it off. Ryan Leib Mashik Yisam Siv Katan Ches. What we wrote over there. Siv Ches. Lo Yisei Tzim Benizmi Ha'af. She shouldn't go out with a nose ring. Aba Yitzim Benizmi Ha'af. She should go out with earrings. Aglad says to her mom. Nisha Zne Mechuzi because her ears are covered. Mokum Shnogim Legalis is now in the place where the ears are uncovered. Us lots of Benizmi Ha'af. And then you now go out with earrings. Where the norm is to take it out from there, says Ezra. Says Mishbrus of Kanya Tess. Shouldn't go out with Nizmi Av with nose rings. The Takshuru, although it's a jewelry, the Mishal from Machavi Vaslatil Dalamas, although that halachically is not considered carrying, but you might come to show, take it off and show it off and carry Dalamas. Siv Katan Chav. Nizmi Ha'izen. But you're allowed to go out with earrings. The Trichla Milsal Mishal Achvay, because it's a big effort to take it out and to show it off. Nishas Nemuchiz Bekashurim. Because the ears are covered with these knots. Siftes. Lo yiseitze b'machan nekuva. She should not go out with a perforated needle. The miyatza chayevus, if she goes out, she's liable. V'she'in nekuva, if it's not perforated, if it's maintaining her knot, mutulotze, but then she's allowed to go out with it. But if it's not maintaining her knot, as a gittin tab of tzadi aleph, also then it's forbidden. Does Mishpura Siv Katan Chaf Aleph? Let's say it's a Bechula, she shouldn't go out with a perforated needle. Haino, I feel like she should chuva bigda, even if it's stuck into our garment. Because the Derech Hitzahi be Isha, that's the normal way of caring for a woman. Lekulam, according to everyone, the Leiden Ish, regarding a man, Ain Leil Beshif, Mishin Aleph Sif Ches, which the Dishu Ten brings, that the Shir Chanoch writes, that there are those who hold that if you go out with a perforated needle, it's Chayav Chatzas. If it's not perforated, it's Patan, some say the opposite. Mishpura Reds with Alocha, everything depends on the minig of the men at that time, if they go out like that during the weekday,
which the Sheretzin Eisud Dalad says this is like all the Paiskim, not like the Bach that comes out to introduce something new. And so the Yerusham and the Mishnah they say to Mach, it sounds like also that by Isha Shichayim when even if it's inserted into her garment. Sivkat and Chavbez. So we said that if she does go out with it, then she's chayevis, not a masik, because it's a load. But Philip Amendez book kishuchah, and even if she maintains her nodings with it, to chavis amachat betzayif, and she sticks the needle into the kerchief, like segeres b'mafteichel choluka, she closes the openings of her blouse. Still, the ein derech lahamid b'liskim nekuvah. It's not the norm to maintain or to close with a perforated needle. But lechein have a master. They would consider it as a load. But derech it's asa kach b'chol. That's how you normally carry it out during the weekday. Leitim mechatim tchuv mitziv a big deal. That's how you put the needles. You stick it into a kerchief or to some garment, and therefore that's going to be a chayiv. Which Rashi Tzinois Tzvav brings this from the Beis from Tazmak Dram to Shabbos Nalak Debach, and that's how he proves also in the Biar Gram. Neum that Oli Rabbi writes that the Shulti Gebarim writes in the name of the Rosh and the Torah that even by perforated it's permitted, and therefore remains regarding this sort of Tzarchi. And the truth is that the Rosh and the Torah doesn't mention this at all, and to the contrary, from the Rosh actually sounds like the opposite, because they write that a macha, the needle Shema Mitzvah Kicharah that used to maintain her nas, that it's like a macha Chagiris Basa'ara that she weaves her hair, and by weaving the hair, it's not mentioned in the Gemara as permitted only when it's not perforated, as the building of improves, and specifically the Ruchim, this Magrat explicitly that it's Asr. Also, the Bach doesn't write only that you're not Chai, but most definitely there is an Isr. Sivkotten Chav Gimel. He said that if it's not perforated, if she's using it to maintain kishureu, that dainu kishure tzi'ifa, that's the knots of her kerchief, or she segeres b'maftei chaluka, or she closes the openings of her blouse. Okay, it's something similar like that. And then we said sipkan chavdal muter, it's permitted to go out with it. Yesh machren shakasu. There are from the later authorities that they write that davka kishamachet in osel eskasha, but specifically if the needle is not made to adorn with it. Was muter then permitted for the reason shekim and shem shemeshes lo l'tzarich levishes, since you're utilizing it for the purposes of her clothing. Hadi kivesiot lamabushim, is like a button, like a handle of her garments. Av osel eskasha, but if it's used as an ornament, kagan shereisha echad av, like let's say one end is thick, v'asikin tachshu, it's made like an ornament. Asim rabban l'ham ba'kishum, then rabbinically forbidden to use it to maintain the knots. Still mashalva mechavil lachavret, because you might take it off and show it off to friend. And that itself is problematic. No, all situations permitted. The kimdol tznei, since he's using it for modesty, lo yishlof ha-machavish, not going to take it up and show it. No, she doesn't want to show off her hair or her chest. That's how the Vilna Gaon is inclined in his commentary. That the primary reasoning of why it's permitted when she's using it to maintain or not, she's doing it for something to be discreet. Therefore, we don't protest in regards to those who are lean regarding this. Because she can be sure, machach in the kubish. For sure, our needles that are not perforated, although one end is thick, it's not really made so much like an ornament. Could be according to everyone, it's going to be permitted. Therefore, most definitely one could rely to be lenient to maintain the knots. So he said that if it's not being used to be maimed the kishureha, then it's aser. Meaning, lots is but to go out with it because she threw the bits even bigger when it's stuck into her kerchief or into her garment. The Sharetz Nos Yotes says, because in her hand, even if she's taking a full fledged malbush, then you chayev chatas. Now, continuing Mishabur, he says, afilim hi miskashetis, but even if she's adorning herself with it, let's say one end is thick, vasek in tachshu, it's made like an ornament, which is no biblical liability. If Allah, even so, asam rabbanish, rabbinically forbidden, dimashav machavi, because she might take it off and show it off. Which Sharetz Nos Yotes says, and that's a bit of writes that the Mechaber was meduyik when he says Aser and not Chayib, even though it's not a Chib Dereisa. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, he says, all the more so, the main ain't no Aser Kein Takshu, it's not made as a Takshu, the Nechshav Masa, then it's considered as a Lord, the Chayib is Chatzis, and the Chayib is Chatzis. But the Oidi Shosin, the Bezesh, ain't no Aser Kein Takshu, this, that it's not made like a Takshu, I feel him Tzrich Lahamach, Leizu Tzrich Shiyah, even if she needs the needle for some utility, Kugan Lachli Basar, Kidzman, like let's say to split her hair, or something like that, Mekamakam, however, a Masa Gum, it's a full pitch load, she ain't no Mirch Lotz, you can't go out with all the objects that you need in exchange when it's not loymabes vaytachsh, not a garment or an ornament, and therefore that'd be a chib deraisa. Be halacha, and the remaschel ben shiasuya. So he said that this kalila, she's allowed to go out with, whether it's made from pieces of gold or. So he says, look at Beisayso, that he proves that the Rif also holds like this from the fact that he says some letter and doesn't mention the chilik of Aniska. And that's also Shitz Rambam, and that's how he passed on Halacha. Even though the Rosh and the Ram, the Torah, they all write explicitly that it's Aser by Aniska. And Pirsha Mechananel in front of us, he writes explicitly also that it's Aser. Look at his reason. And Pirsha Rashi, also if you look in the Pirsha Rav, Harif, and the Razad, you'll see that there's no Rai at all from him that he holds that as the Knesset Gedolah is Marachan. And therefore, definitely a doubt if you should be Mekel by these Charuzes Bechut, opposite all these Gedolim that explicitly write that it is Aser. Some of the dirshu number 9, even though regarding the Issa Kriya, reading from the light of a candle on Shabbat, the Shulchan Aruch writes Reishayin Hey, that the Chumur Mechalkin their Takan, and they permitted the reading for Adam Chashav, that's not usually going to tell. The Rosh Hashanah explains that that Hetu was not said only by very Adam Chashav, and therefore it's not considered like really Mechalkin Takan Zacham. Moreover, regarding Takshitim, Chumur not Mechalkin with the Takana because of the concern that maybe every woman's going to say regarding herself that she is Chashav. Dishra number 12, women that place a needle that's not perforated, but that does not have a hole, it's not a takshin, in their ears, to maintain the knots in their ear, Shubha Zegar Shemesha writes, that's permitted for them to go out with it on Shabbos. However, if they put the needle in the ear so that it should be there for some other purpose, it's considered like a masoy, and then Zechiv Chatzis, and Mishra writes later on in Sivkon Chav Hei. Dishra number 14, even something that functions as beautifying a garment that it doesn't crease, even though it's possible to wear the garment without it. For example, these strings that are made out of plastic that you stick it into the neck of the garment to maintain the neck very well. Chosik is much right. It's permitted to go out with it on Shabbos, like we have like kalos days. It's a tzarech of the levisha of the wearing. It's considered like the malbush itself. As the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Tezvav, it's permitted to go out with a string that the woman ties around her stockings, even though without it, the stockings won't fall down. And even though there, she doesn't have to go out with it, it just makes it better, as it's understood that it's not considered as a tachshit, and it's not including the gezerah not to go out with tachshitin.